Our sermon for this morning is the Letter to the American Church by Eric Metastas. Yes, in his book, Letter to the American Church, Metastas condemns a very high percentage of today's Christendom. He condemns them for their utter failure to preach the full Word of God, which consists of law and gospel, contained in the knowledge of our misery and our deliverance and our gratification. And while Christians may not rest in this world, the idea that we can ignore the government politics which lead to sin and our sin, that idea is fatally flawed. But sadly, instead, such a high percentage of Christian ministers today focus only on, we must preach Jesus Christ and ignore the rest. Bonhoeffer, Germany's great martyr, one of the Christendom's last martyrs during World War II, emphasized that such preaching that ignores sin and imagines that it floats safely above all the world's affairs and world politics and bad government laws obviously preaches a false Christ, a false God that is not in Scripture. No, there is not a separation between church and government. God demands the government be the twin of the church. And yes, God supremely rules over every square inch of this earth. And now to illustrate this error this morning of ignoring sin and imagining that we can just preach Christ and everything will straighten out. Oh, can you imagine John the Baptist's disciples warning him not to preach against the government's sins? They said, don't publicly condemn Herod for marrying his brother's wife, for he's ruthless, he will kill you. Don't you see, John? Let these government errors and sins alone. Just preach Christ. Christianity does not need to get involved in all small things of the government. Instead, just focus on the big things. Just preach Christ. Yes, that way you will stay alive for many years to preach the Christ that you were sent to preach to the people. Oh, just think how much good, John, you can do. Don't throw it all away by needlessly offending Herod about government sins, for he will put you in prison and he will kill you. Yes, John, all the people know that you are the first prophet that God has sent for 400 years. How much Israel depends on you. Don't be political. Just preach Christ. That's all that is important. Oh, indignantly, John the Baptist said, no, no, no. I must preach truth. There is no such thing as a small sin, and I am sent to condemn sin wherever I see it, small or great. Yes, God hates sin. Yes, preaching all of God's truth is dangerous work. For Satan spreads his darkness over truth, constantly trying to keep men from it, knowing that men love darkness. And you know the tragic end. Yes, they threw John the Baptist into prison. And when Herodias danced, they killed him. Now, from history, we can read of 32 different times documented in scripture and history during the last 6,000 years that God's Christian church had so corrupted themselves from scripture that God has sent a letter of condemnation, a letter of divorce to his own Christian church. Yes, in those 32 times, Christendom has utterly corrupted itself, and God has condemned his own Christian church in his hyper-exceeding anger because Christianity had sinned against him and against his word and corrupted his Christian church beyond repair, beyond hope. He told them not to pray for them anymore. Yes, the famine of Amos, the lack of the full preaching of the word of God is the cause of God's anger against any country, any church, any time. Judgment begins at the house of Israel, at God's church, because for a Christian to sin openly, willfully against God, as a Christian knowing better, is zillions of times worse sin than for a heathen to sin who does not know better. Yes, that's zillions with a Z. Oh, to have God's light of his word and to be taught from his word and by his spirit is such an unmeasurable blessing that God requires of Christians who hear it a much, much higher level of obedience. No, that's not my word, but God's word. No, we cannot compromise by only following God's word when we want to, and follow man's word when it's convenient for us. No, God demands 100% of our Christian life, heart, mind, body, soul, and strength, 24/7, 365. That's God's demand of a Christian, that every thought be made conformable to him. But we know peer pressure is a bitter reality found in both adults and children. Tragically, as we said, we are in the 32nd time of God destroying his church today. The evidence is overwhelming, far, far past overwhelming, that we have forsaken scripture in 29 different ways. And still imagine we are Christians. Yes, when we are Christians and sin and refuse to repent, that is open blasphemy against God that Satan has successfully introduced into the Christian church again today. More tragically, they all use the same tragic lie we open with to justify themselves and their open blasphemy against God by ignoring the sin that was as a tidal wave around them. And that lie is and is today, oh, listen carefully. Christians said, "I don't defy the government. So at least I'm not in jail and I can still preach Christ. At least I can still preach Christ." Oh, what a lie. If you are a minister or a Christian and are placing God's word under the world's word, then you are openly violating scripture, period. End of discussion. Oh, if you are not repenting and continually fail to thunder against all sin, every sin, so openly labeled as sin in the Bible, oh, I must tell you, on the authority of God's word, you are the most miserable of all men and will be punished with double stripes. God promises that you will meet a God of a consuming fire, a closed door in heaven, and you will hear his thundering voice. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Yes, that's our portion. If we as ministers and Christians fail to condemn all sin, every time. Oh, come, let us bow in the dust and hear what the Lord has to say to you and me this morning. In each of those 32 times, which includes today, where a Christian apostasy is happening, where God sends a letter and condemns his Christian church, and if they refuse to repent, will destroy his church. Oh, hear the word of God which he spoke to his corrupt church in 600 BC, one of the 32 times, from Zephaniah 3, verse 1 through 17. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppression city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw at the bone till the morrow. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning does he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust know no shame. I have cut off the nations, their towers are desolate. I have made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me, thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. But howsoever I punished them, they rose up early and corrupted their doings. Thus far the reading of God's holy and infallible word. Yes, in our sermon this morning, we are focusing on God's condemnation of his own corrupt Christian church throughout history, and what we may fear happening around us today, the 32nd time. The researched evidence is overwhelming. We will use the text. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to my law. Yes, we will look at this letter which God sends to the churches that corrupt themselves and has sent, and we fear also, the 32nd time in Christendom today. We will examine this text in two main points. Our first point will be Germany's horrific apostasy 90 some years ago. Our second point will be us today in present-day Christendom, who are apostatizing 10 times worse than Germany did in World War II in Bonhoeffer's time that he wrote condemning Christendom of his whole country. In our first point, if you had visited a Christian church in Germany 80 to 90 years ago in the 1930s to the 45, you would have seen an astounding sight that would have shocked you beyond all words. Yes, for at the beginning of the church service, the minister placed the Holy Bible on the pulpit to read. So far, so good, right? But then, before he began reading from the Bible, he placed another book on the top of God's holy word and first read from that book, Mein Kampf, saying, "Hitler, Hitler is above God, and we honor him today above God in this church." Oh, imagine that unbelievable blasphemy coming out of a Christian minister's mouth. But no one in the Christian church in Germany moved. They all in the church accepted this as normal. Yes, all across Germany, this blasphemy continued unabated. And yes, they still thought they were Christians. But wait, it gets yet worse. It gets yet stranger, for suddenly they hear a noisy train go by, and the screaming of the Jews on the train was louder than the train. But instead of rushing outside to rescue those screaming Jews, the minister quickly tells everybody to open their Psalter books and loudly sing out of the Psalter book to drown out the screaming of the Jews being taken to the gas chambers during World War II. And they had the train time for length. If the train was longer, if the screaming was longer, the minister demanded the church sing longer until the screaming train was past and the screaming faded into the distance. The church sat silent. Horrible, horrible beyond words, but we have every reason and evidence today, overwhelming research, that we in Christendom are far, far worse, 10 times worse apostasy today, and that we will prove in this sermon today. Now, by this time, you are thinking, I am completely crazy, or I am telling you a wild, made-up story. But look in the history books. It's recorded in every history book. Tragically, what I described for you is truth. Bonhoeffer warned all the ministers of that day, you are placing man's word on top of God's word. You shall be punished and destroy your whole nation. Yes, you can read. That's exactly what happened. The whole nation of Germany, of seemingly normal, rational people, clearly descended into outrageous, unspeakable insanity of sin. Oh, it was a terrible, terrible time, a horrific time, an evil time that would end up murdering over 6 million Jews. Well, they still thought they were Christians because they were just preaching Christ. They were ignoring all the sins around them. Yes, because of Germany's sin and apostasy from Scripture for the previous 100 years, now God allowed Hitler with his evil forces to take over the entire country of Germany, the land of Martin Luther, where the Reformation began, was taken over by this evil apostasy. Almost everyone, except a few, such as Bonhoeffer, who said, "What are you possibly thinking? What are you doing? God is hyper angry. He will destroy those who openly sin against him." Oh, who can fathom such Christian apostasy from the very land where the Reformation began? Hitler and his evil forces had a satanic hatred of both Jews and Christians. And yes, he planned to kill all the Jews first, and then the Christians. He wanted a pure nation of atheists. He and the Nazi Party and the spiritual forces behind him had so thoroughly threatened all the Jews, all the Christian churches, all the ministers and elders and the Christian schools, that they would be killed. They did not dare to speak up, for they would be killed, their churches destroyed, their houses taken over, their businesses damaged, their possessions taken over forcibly by Hitler. Oh, it was not a vain threat. But sadly, it was not just this insane fear of man instead of fear of God that took over the people of Germany, but many of the people themselves secretly supported and promoted this insanity. Because of their many sins and their great corruption in leaving the Word of God and the beautiful blessings from the Reformation, God in his anger has removed much of his common grace even from Germany and allowed an evil spirit to settle over the entire land of Germany. And Satan and his evil servants turned everything that was Christian and that was normal completely upside down. Yes, this is what happens to a country when Satan is given free rein. And yes, this is what we may fear is happening to America today, which has sinned more than 29 ways from Scripture and has sinned 10 times worse than what Hitler ever did. And still, we imagine we are Christians. Oh, God has sent us a great, great delusion. Wake up, wake up, wake up and repent. Yes, Hitler and the Nazi Party and the evil forces of that day were the cause of World War II. And over 60 million deaths during that awful 12-year period of insanity. Oh, it was unbelievable evil. But all those utterly corrupt German Christians still thought of themselves as Christians who worshipped God in spirit and in truth. Oh, they said, we can't do anything about those other sins. We will just preach Christ. Oh, what an error Bonhoeffer condemned all of Christendom for that error. It is the same error today. Yes, there was one German minister who refused to bow to Hitler's demand. His name was Bonhoeffer, and he earnestly warned all of Germany's corrupted ministers with the reality, the scriptural reality, that he who fails to act when he sees sin does act. He who fails to speak when he sees sin, he speaks. Bonhoeffer warned all the German ministers, the whole works, the whole country had fallen into this insanity, that their thinking they could still preach Christ while openly sinning and participating in sin was not only fatally flawed, but open, outrageous blasphemy. Oh, they threw Bonhoeffer into prison and they killed him for telling them the truth. Perhaps you have been listening to this story and saying to yourself, oh, those wicked, 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 terrible, corrupt Christians and ministers. I don't know how they could do that, but I know one thing. I will never, never, never do something so evil as that. I don't care how much they threaten me. I will always obey God's word and reject man's words. Oh, those are noble words. But the bitter reality today when God is destroying his Christian church for the 32nd time is that we in Christendom today are 10 times worse than what Germany's sin ever was, far worse. Oh, my question to you and to me is, how about you and me this morning? Oh, that earnest question comes to each of us. Are you willing to forsake the whole world, to condemn all and every sin, and to stand alone for Christ, putting God's word above the Supreme Court's word, above any man's word? Yes, when the whole world is rushing gleefully toward the cliff of destruction, the one person who walks in the opposite direction is called crazy. Oh, walk in the opposite direction of Christendom, corrupt Christendom of today. Yes, be different, be scriptural, obey God above man. For God is earnestly looking for such intercessors today to plead with him for sinners, for their country about to be destroyed. Yes, God says in Ezekiel 22, verse 30, I sought for a man among them. I sought for a man among them that should take up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Oh, this morning, that earnest call comes to you and to me. Be a bond offer, be willing to condemn sin, be willing to condemn Christendom who is sinning, be willing to surrender everything to God. Oh, pray that by grace, that by His Holy Spirit, you and I may be given to say, O Lord, I am nothing but sin. My church is corrupted beyond measure, but my heart is fixed. O Lord, my heart is fixed upon Thee to do Thy will, even though they kill me. Oh, on the authority of God's word to such ones, I lift up Jesus Christ today as Moses has lifted up the brazen serpent, that all such convicted ones, beatitude sinners, missing, grieving, seeking, beatitude sinners might be given an eye to look up to Him who is writhing in agony upon the cross, that in their look they may be healed, body and soul. Yes, that is God's way. That is God's word above man's word. Oh, how deep, including today, is the sin of man's fallen heart. We have not gotten better. We have gotten worse. And the choice to come that comes to every Christian today is, will you obey God's word, or will you obey the Supreme Court's word? That is the most obvious scriptural litmus test that God demands today. But tragically, as I have said, even more incredibly, as we see, we'll see later, we in Christendom have become 10 times worse than Germany ever was during Hitler's time. And we will show you the overwhelming evidence. But just like Germany's Christians were blind, so we in Christendom are blind today. And imagine we are still Christians. Oh, is it not heard amongst us? What would such a man be saying? We are utterly blind to our current apostasy and our open blasphemy today. Oh, today, if you may hear God's word, not my word, I am but the chief of sinners, simply speaking God's truth. If you hear His word today, come, let us repent. For we will see in our second point the overwhelming evidence, researched evidence, that Christianity today are doing 10 times worse open blasphemy than what the German ministers and the Germans ever did during Bonhoeffer's time of warning. Now perhaps you are saying, what are you talking about, Chaplain? Saying that we Christians today are blaspheming 10 times worse than those German Christians you just told us that awful story about? Oh, we have good hearts. We are good Christians. How can you say that? We aren't killing 6 million Jews. We aren't putting God's word below man's word like the Germans did. Oh, how can you say something so outrageous? Oh, then I can and must, because the evidence is overwhelmingly catastrophic. Yes, none of the 32 apostasies that have happened in the world have been as well researched and as deeply documented in black and white as our 32nd apostasy of today, of Christendom today. Oh, just read the horrific research summaries that have been documented in black and white for the last 100 years by many Christian researchers, thousands of researchers, just using an example as Dr. Barnum, who has written so much of the evidence of our apostasy, researched clearly, documented deeply, reality-based apostasy of today. He summarizes our apostasy of this Christian generation so devastatingly, saying, Christendom is rotting from the inside. Oh, hear it again. It's not my word. This is all the cumulative research. Hear it again. Christendom is documented to be rotting from the inside. Yes, all the Christian research, every study during this past 100 years shows clearly that we in Christendom have violated 29 foundational, fundamental doctrines of Scripture that have angered God into the hyper-angry evidence we have today, where He is destroying America, where He is destroying Christendom. Oh, don't take my word for it. Just look around. America cannot continue on this way. Christendom cannot continue on this way. That's what Bonhoeffer said to Germany. Oh, and that, based on all the evidence, the research, I must say today, God is going to destroy us unless we repent. But here's the good news that I must give you. God says in the moment that we repent, in that very second, I will send repentance and not destroy my church, not destroy America. Oh, we who have so perverted the Scripture and turned upside down God's word today may have that hope. Be a Bonhoeffer. Oh, remember the litmus test God demands. You must obey my word instead of God's, instead of man's word. You may not ignore one jot or tittle. You may not ignore or excuse even the smallest sin condemned in God's word. Yes, God says, those who love me, they obey my commandments, all of my commandments, unconditionally, consistently, faithfully, every moment, striving in the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, God demands his children must flee from sin, flee and forsake the world, and flee even the appearance of sin. Yes, Christians must forsake the world, take up their cross and follow Jesus. No sugarcoating, no ignoring any sin, no revising sin to fit into some kind of new holiness, which over 50% of Christendom has done today, openly, obviously. No, no. As we said, it's not my word. Christian researchers have carefully studied and researched the declining beliefs of Christendom in biblical inerrancy. Oh, it was a relentless decline that began 100 years ago with, at that time, there was 99% in scriptural inerrancy. The Bible was right. Man, sin was wrong. But now, today, among the millennial Christians, it is documented, researched, that 1% of the Christian millennials believe in scriptural inerrancy. Yes, 1%. It is the great falling away of epic proportions across 29 fundamental scriptural doctrines. Oh, if our godly forefathers could miraculously come back to life today, oh, how they would howl condemnation upon us for perverting God's word, which they gave under God's direction to the very church you're sitting in. Oh, they would howl condemnation. How much more then is God, who is living, who is alive, who is watching with his searching eye, how much more a hyper-angry God is thundering his condemnation upon Christendom today, which has placed the Supreme Court's word above God's word and ignored all the sin around us, claiming to be Christian because we just preach Christ. Yes, now for 100 years, our sin and corruption in America has multiplied more and more each year. And God is destroying America. Look around. God is destroying Christendom. Look around. All of this has been coming for 100 years, but especially since May 2015. The flood doors are open wide when the Supreme Court decreed that same-sex marriage, homosexuality, transgenderism were not only the law of America, but in reality, superior laws of the land over all of Christianity. Yes, the floodgates were opened, as it appears, as Satan is loosed for a season and has turned everything upside down. Tragically, over 50% of Christendom today, and unless the Lord intervenes with repentance, it shall soon be 90% of Christendom that have openly chosen to obey the Supreme Court's word in their church instead of God's word. Yes, calling open, obvious, abominable sin the new holiness. Yes, calling abominable sin that God hates as new holiness instead of believing and adhering to God's word, which condemns those sins of the Supreme Court, along with all of the 29 other ways that we have varied from Scripture in one degree or another. Yes, God condemns that more than 30 times in Scripture. Oh, yes, today Christendom is no different than the Germans of World War II. No, not only not different, but 10 times worse. Just look at one evidence. The Germans killed 6 million Jews. And they sang loudly while the trains of screaming Jews went to their death camps. But we in Christendom today, over the last 50 years, have killed over 60 million little innocent babies. Yes, the trains are running by our churches, our Christian churches today, with screaming babies. Mothers, how could you murder me? America, how could you murder me? No, not just murder them innocent babies, but even more horribly, we today are selling their baby parts on the world market, making a profit out of our murder. Oh, look in at our evil nation today, at our evil Christendom, who has largely stood silent. Even today, when God has so miraculously given the Supreme Court to recognize that our Constitution did not allow us to kill babies. But now, most and many states have voted in that very, very murder again. And where God swept the house clean, now we are 7 times more evil. Oh, just as when an entire nation must go to war when the leaders declare it, so God covenantally holds all the Christians of this nation also collectively guilty of killing 60 million little babies today. That is why the punishments and the plagues and the judgments we see all around us are falling upon us. And bad news, it is only going to become worse and worse unless we repent. Now, Germany's Christendom actually, after the war, recognized their sin and openly repented after World War II, and they continue to do repentance even today. They apologize to the world for their horrendous sins in World War II. But, look at our corrupt Christendom of today. We have not only repented, but we have doubled down in abortions by voting at the state level to continue abortions when the Supreme Court has said it was not law, selling our baby parts on the open market. Oh, where shall we hide our guilty faces? For we are guilty, guilty, guilty before God. Oh, has God ever, by his Spirit, ever convicted you and made you feel something of your guilt? Because as Germany's Christendom realized their guilt was there. Our Christian guilt today is there 10 times worse. Oh, storm his mercy throne, storm God's throne of grace today, and beg God to teach you yourself the corruption of your and my heart that allows this unspeakable evil to be happening in our day, calling sin the new holiness. Oh, where shall we hide our guilty faces? In his letter to the churches, which every minister should read, Metaxas points out the incredible similarities there are between Germany's Christian churches of World War II time and the 10 times worse that Christians are in our day. Oh, be a Bonhoeffer. Be willing to stand alone and say, we are sinning. Send repentance, O Lord. Send repentance, else we shall be destroyed. No, each of our churches today don't have a Hitler person to put that fear into them. But each Christian church and Christian today fears their government in whatever land who has decreed that Christians must obey the land's rule, the Supreme Court laws, man-made laws, instead of God's laws. No, instead of Hitler, governments have some type of 501c threat that has replaced Hitler's threat. The threat is the same. Your church, your property, your livelihood, your salary will be taken if you don't conform to the new holiness, which is sin. Oh, Christendom today is more afraid of losing their building, their livelihood, their salary than ever before to the 501c3 spirit that exists in every single country. The government must be obeyed instead of God's word. And just pretending to ignore open sin, saying, we just preach Christ. While all around you, Christendom sinks into open sin, calling sin the new holiness, or ignoring it, is not preaching the full gospel of God. Oh, today, if you hear God's voice, be a Bonhoeffer. Be a Bonhoeffer. Be a Bonhoeffer who was nothing in himself, but he feared sinning against God's word more than he feared the death that Hitler put him to. Oh, today, be a Bonhoeffer. Turn from corrupt Christian 10 times worse than what Bonhoeffer condemned. Turn back to God's word. Today, amen.